Olá a todos, bem-vindos ao programa Tugamix. Hoje temos aqui uma emissão especial com Heloise Viola, que nasceu na Inglaterra e é uma nova popstar dance music. Ela já esteve em a sua música em 178 países, incluindo o Brasil, e os singles têm cerca de 13 milhões de streamings no Spotify. Heloise Viola, she born in UK and she's a new star of pop dance music. Her music is already played in 178 countries, including Brazil. And her singles, all the streamings, 13 million streamings on Spotify. Hi, Heloise, how are you?
I am very well. How are you?
Everything's going fine. So we have the same hour. Where are you born? There in UK?
In the south, near the beach, which is great. So I live in London now.
Okay, that's great. I'm talking here from Lisbon, okay? I don't know if you
Amazing.
already had a chance to come here to Portugal. A lot of people from UK come to us.
Yeah, I've been to Lisbon. I love
Yeah.
Lisbon. It's an
Oh, okay.
amazing little, it's an amazing city. I mean, it's quite a small city, isn't it? But it's beautiful.
Yes. Okay. I have your press release with me, but can you tell me when did you start singing? How it happened? It runs on the family. Tell me.
I started singing when I was a teenager, but I started to take it seriously when the Adele 21 album came out, and I loved it so much that I taught myself to play the piano so that I could sing that album and play. And that was a real change for me. I was actually quite nervous to sing, which is mad to me now. So I started that way, and I didn't really think it was like a career that I could pursue. But after university, I decided to take it a bit more seriously, that I'd give myself a year. And then I ended up meeting a producer and I flew out to LA and we started making songs, and that's kind of where it started.
You open all Anastasia concerts, all arenas across Europe. How is it to be to open the stage before Anastasia? How do you
Yeah,
feel?
it was amazing. It was a really amazing opportunity, and it happened, quite quickly. Absolutely loved it. That her fans, I think, had been waiting quite a long time because of COVID. And so the energy in the room was just amazing. And she's got the best fans. And to open up for somebody that's, such a legend, and such a legend that is, she's got such a big voice. And it worked really well, I think. I think, my music is quite high energy, and so I think it was sort of a perfect way for her to start her tour. And I loved it, and going in around Europe was really special.
So we had a chance to talk with her, right?
We met, which was lovely. She was very she's full of energy, which I love, and she's like very fun and very funny. We matched each other's energy pretty well. She's great. I really admire her courage and determination. She's had a lot of health issues, and I think she's a really aspiring woman.
So your music is playing on BBC English radio stations.
The BBC is something that everybody grows up listening to in the UK, and so it is quite weird hearing my music on it. I've been really grateful to be supported by them. It's a huge opportunity and something that not everybody gets. So I feel really lucky that they have chosen to support my music, and I hope they support it more.
The single Electricity was ranked the sixth top 10 on the radio station Freestyle. So it's a recognition of your work.
I hope so. I mean, I was quite surprised that it did so well, but it's been, charting for a really long time there, which is very exciting. And it's fan voted, so it's lovely to see that it's actually connecting with people that aren't necessarily, they're not expecting it. I wasn't really expecting it, and it was amazing that it connected with them. And I hope that they connect to it more, and the other songs on the album.
Single Listen in Mexico appear on the giant screen on the metro and will be seen by 5.5 million people daily.
I know. I'm
And now you have the Portuguese and the Spanish people.
What more could you want?
Yes,
Like,
I know.
exactly. So having the Portuguese, I mean, they're the most passionate people, right? And that's exactly what my music's about. It's about passion and having Spanish and Portuguese people. I mean, that's an absolute dream. And having the Billboard was a bit of a shock. It came about and I didn't really think that we'd get it, but then we got it. And yeah, I think it's going to be out next week. So I'm yeah, very excited to see what that looks like and I can't believe it really.
What is the title and when does your album comes out?
Yeah, so it's my debut album, and it's called Glass House, and it sort of tells the story of me kind of pulling myself out of my lowest and darkest places and all the lessons that I've learned along the way. And I wanted to call it Glass House because one of the songs on it is called Glass House, and I realized at some point that that so accurately described the journey, really. It felt like one of the biggest things I learned is that it's okay to be vulnerable. And actually, I don't think you can really progress personally without being vulnerable, whether you're vulnerable with yourself or it's being vulnerable with other people. And there's kind of strength in that. And I wanted that transparency. And I think glass is a really good way of describing that. It's transparent and it can be fragile, but it also can be really strong. And house is there because I've really also learned how carefully you need to treat yourself, your brain, how carefully you need to treat your mind and your body. It's your home and it's your house. And I really wanted the title to reflect those learnings.
You're talking about the music industry or your personal life?
I think both. I've really realized that this isn't a day job. You know, it's not just something I can pick up and drop. This artist project and this career is me. It's my life. And that's been amazing, but it also has been quite difficult at points because when my music career doesn't feel like it's moving, it feels like a very personal reflection on me. And it's been very difficult at points. And I think that that's why I feel so close to these songs because they are my personal life and they are my music and my music is my personal life. So it feels like it's, so wound up into one.
Of course, the music, when you're going to the unknown places, you are learning now with it.
Definitely. And I think that the songs have marked points along the way and I've got that reflection to look back on. You know, they've been big markers and they've said, I've learned that, I learned that, and it's something that I can look back on and think, oh yeah, I had to go through that to go through that. And I think that's been really helpful for me and quite cathartic.
I'm just curious, what was your first music? Was pop or something different? Which one?
Yeah, well, I wanted to write, I think because I started writing music because of the Adele album, I wanted to write these big ballads. I wanted to write like scores for films, and I wanted to write really emotional, like sad songs. And then I realized after at some point that I didn't want people to listen to my music and feel worse. I wanted people to feel better after they'd listened to it. And I wanted to be big on stage. I didn't want to just be sitting there playing my piano. I wanted to be energetic. And that itself has pulled me out of some difficult spots. And I'm really glad that I made that decision. I'm not really sure when it happened, but I'm really pleased it did.
What is the message to people through your songs?
Well, I think that everybody, music is quite subjective and everybody takes what they want. And I think that, hearing my song live is a different experience to hearing it when it's just your own, listening in your headphones. But my biggest thing is that I just hope it provokes something, some learning in people. And I really hope that they hear things and think, oh, I'd never thought about it that way. And that they find something to learn about themselves. So they empower, it empowers them to empower themselves.
What singers do you like, or do you think it's close to your music?
I think I've taken a lot of influences from a lot of different people. Like, some people, it's their voice that I've been influenced by. Sometimes it's their songwriting. Sometimes it's how they move on stage. And I think that a lot of people have influenced me whenever I think, oh, that's great. That's cool. That inspires me. I try and work it in. But yeah, I think I'm trying to take a bit of everything. I think I've been really inspired, obviously, by Adele. I feel like that kind of kickstarted my career. I think I've tried to really learn from the big vocalists, and particularly a lot of female artists, I think, are amazing. And I think that I want to do differently. But I like that idea, but I'm going to move it to that. So that's been that's definitely something that has been a really important part of my creative process.
Talk about Mexico.
Yeah, well, so I won a competition for my billboard, for my music video to go on the billboards in Mexico City. And so, that's going to be a big, hopefully have a really big impression. And it seems to have really, that my music seems to have really spoken to Mexican people. There's lots of radio stations where it has charted. And I had an interview earlier with another a radio station in Mexico, and they said that ever since they've had my music on their radio, has never left the charts, which is amazing. I mean, I never even thought that. So it's obviously people are enjoying it out there, and I really hope this summer I get to go out. That would be a dream come true.
Did you already had a chance to have a concert and where?
Yeah, we've had a lot of concerts in London especially. I've done Europe, which has been amazing. I did Germany, and we did Prague, and we were gonna do Vienna, but the show got cancelled, which was very sad. But yeah, so that's been my hope is to do. I'd like to do a bit more Pride festivals. I've done quite a few of those, and that's been incredible. And yeah, the hope is this summer, hopefully getting out to Latin America and doing some festivals there, or maybe even closer to home, maybe Portugal, Spain. So that would be, yeah, I would love to do that.
You have a lot of English people in Algarve, of course.
Amazing. Yeah, well, I can see why. It's an amazing country.
Would you think that helped you start this career, or did you have to start by yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've had a manager who was supposed to just help me for 6 months, and she's been on for 6 years now, so she can't escape me. My family have been very, very supportive, which I'm very lucky for. I think that it's a hard career. It takes a lot of resilience, and when I don't feel like I have it in me, they think I do. So I think it's been great to have that support from them.
So you received some awards for your incredible voice, the La Revista Billboard, La Revista Euphoria, La Revista Wonderland, among the others.
Yeah, I mean, my voice is what started it. If I couldn't sing, I don't think I would have even tried to songwrite. I don't think I would have tried to play the piano. It's the singing that started it all, and I'm really grateful for that. It's something I really cherish, and it's something that I'm working really hard all the time to improve, and I look after as well as a big part of that. But yeah, I'm really hoping that I will get better and better.
Some backstage, but you have a video clip, right?
Yeah, I mean, we do it all the time. It's something that I want to be really really authentic and show people what it's like and show people what the whole experience is. So it's something that I hope to do more, is kind of show the outside world what it's like to be an independent music artist. And I think that people find it really interesting to see the inner workings when so long it's been hidden, and now I hope to kind of show it to everyone.
Some radios are playing Music Electricity on the top list, like Radio FM 100, Brazil, EDM Radio, Spain, Freestyle, United States, Brazil, Power Station.
Yeah, mo mostly last year. I mean, it's still happening. It's still happening now, and I hope to have more of it going through with the album. But yeah, Yaima found me. She found me completely randomly, and she said, "We've got to get you in Latin American countries and Spain and Portugal." And so she sent my music, and here we are now. So that's been amazing. A bit of a miracle, really, because she just found me by accident.
Tu hablas un poquito de español?
I can understand it a bit, but
Okay.
no, I did it at school, but school was a very long time ago.
Oh, okay. So you know how to say thanks, at least thanks.
No, exactly. I can understand a bit, but I'm
I
not
say
enough to
gracias.
be able to.
I
Yes,
say
de nada,
gracias.
de nada.
Then
Nada.
out. Okay. You play piano too, right? Well,
Yes.
do you play in most of the music when you
Do
play
I
play?
play in? I haven't. I play sometimes to perform, which I really like to have a kind of quieter moment in the show is when I would play the piano and sing. But I would prefer my performance to be full of energy, which you can't do when you're stuck behind a piano. So, so I'll let other people play and then I'll just sing and prance around.
You have a lot of musics, and I have a list here. Monster in My Bed, Lost My Mind, What You Gonna Do? It's a remix, and another remix called Body. Tell Me I'm Crazy, What You Gonna Do? Love It or Leave It. Some of this music, you wrote it.
I wrote all of them, most of
Oh,
them in teams with other people. But all of the music I put out, I've written, which has been, I think, why I feel so close to it because I've written them all.
for example, body music.
As I said before, like all of my music is about kind of mental health and empowering yourself. And I really wanted to write a song that was specifically about body image. It wasn't just about who you are, it's about body image. And I went into the studio and I said, guys, I really want to write a song about body. And that's where it came from. And it's kind of about realizing that I had previously felt that I needed validation from other people and that I was waiting on other people's opinions. And if you're going to wait on other people's opinions, you're going to be waiting all your life. And this song is about that. It's about learning to build that confidence within you. And then if you do that, it can't be taken away. It might be go up and down, but it's never going to be fully taken away. And that is what body is about.
What message do you want to send to the listeners?
What do I want to send? Well, there's so many. I guess the biggest thing is nothing good ever comes from being horrible to yourself. You've tried think being horrible to yourself and it doesn't work, so why not try being kind? Go be kind to yourself, and that means constructive but kind.
Did you have a chance to go to America?
Yes, well, New York was quite a long time ago, but I've done a lot of writing in LA, and a lot of writing in Nashville, and the quite a bit of the album was written and recorded there, which is really exciting. And yeah, I hope to go back, but my preference would be to go to probably Mexico or Brazil and then go to Latin America and then go to the America again.
So, do you speak any American? You say schedule? Schedule. I
Scoundrel. I
like to
love
say that,
that.
you know. I lived in America.
Amazing. Where did you live? Yeah, I love that.
Okay. Do you want to speak a little bit about Yana Herrera?
Yeah, well, she just found me randomly online and said, I absolutely love your music. How can I help? And I thought, what? And then yeah, we've been in touch ever since, and she has been incredible. Like she has so many amazing connections, and she's sort of been a very big champion of my music, and it's working. So yeah, I'm very, very grateful to have her.
Some of the people that doesn't know you, what musics do you think they should listen to?
Yeah.
It's possible
Well,
to forget
yeah,
about
I mean,
some of them,
love
right?
Electricity. I love Electricity and Listen. You know, they're on the new album. I think Delicate is my most recent track, and that tells a bit more of my story and sounds very similar to what the other tracks on the album are going to sound like. So I'd probably say Delicate. That's how you get to know me the most, and hopefully feel a bit empowered when you finish listening.
What's the message from the electricity?
The message is,
Energy?
yeah, it's energy. It's kind of about, do you know the expression, you can't fill from an empty cup?
Yeah,
So
yeah.
you have to treat yourself great first, and then you're able to give, and that's what it's about.
Okay, so I want to thank you in the name of the program called Google Mix. We will inform. And all the radio stations are going to be this interview. I wish you all the best, and I hope you can have all the your dreams come true.
Me too.
Be there.
Perfect. I will.
Okay.
I will. Thank you so
All right,
much.
Yumi, thank you very much,
Take
and
care.
keep on talking.
Thanks.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.